Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for us. I'm your host, Jennifer Slattery, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verse, Proverbs 4, 25 to 26.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Today's Bible verse is Proverbs 4, 25 to 26. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Give careful thought to the paths of your feet and be steadfast in all your ways. I often tell my team, if we're in God's pocket, nothing else matters. And if we're not in God's pocket, nothing else matters. In other words, we want to be squarely, unwaveringly in the center of God's will, on the path He has determined for us. In today's verse, that's precisely what God is telling us to do, to fix our gaze on whatever it is He's assigned. If we've been called to parent, may we parent well, with determination and focus, refusing to allow life's petty inconveniences or empty promises to distract us. If it's to lead a team at work, may we do so as a deeply loved and empowered child of God, as His ambassador. If we're called to serve the needy or the homeless or maybe at-risk youth, may we continually be led not by pride, not by selfishness, but by the love of Christ. And so we fix our eyes because we will face numerous distractions externally and internally. Fears that will make us doubt that God's path truly is good. Pride that will deceive us into believing that we can forge our own way. Selfishness that will fill our hearts with lies, making us believe that life and soul-deep joy come through grasping and striving and gaining rather than through surrender. Today's verse reminds me of Hebrews 12:2, which tells us to fix our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. And that means we keep Him in the center of our mind, that we seek His help, His guidance throughout the day. Because we don't always know where to walk, do we? But He does. He's already marked out our path. He knows where the potholes and deceptive detours lie. He knows when we'll need to prepare for a steep and grueling climb. The word our Bibles translate as pioneer or author, it can also mean captain or chief leader. So we follow Christ's lead, however He leads. Sometimes He leads us with a gentle nudge from His Spirit. Sometimes with the truth from Scripture. And sometimes with that deep, deep understanding of who He is. Meaning, the more we come to know Jesus through our Bibles and simply doing life with Him, the more we know that, yeah, that's probably not how Jesus would respond in this situation. Or if Jesus were here, I think He would. To put it simply, we're best able to follow God's lead when we know God's heart. God's heart for the world, including all the people you and I interact with each day, but also God's heart for us individually. It's easier to follow the one we trust, right? When we know they're good and always have our best in mind and that their wisdom is greater than ours. Oh, the danger of thinking we know best which way to go. Scripture, history, and for most of us, personal experience demonstrates that our plans apart from Christ lead only to messes, to destruction and death. Death of relationships, of dreams, of opportunities. But following Christ leads to life and increased joy and freedom, always. And so when our journey feels tough and our feet begin to slip, we fix our eyes on the path before us. We fix our eyes on Jesus, the one who promised to give us joy, peace, and a life that is beyond our expectations. In his book, The Thing Beneath the Thing, author Steve Carter shared a story regarding a challenging period in his ministry as a teaching pastor. Now, you can listen to the full story in episode 69 of the Faith Over Fear podcast titled The Thing Beneath the Thing. But basically, Carter was dealing with some pretty heavy, pretty painful circumstances as a leader. Circumstances that left him confused. No doubt he wanted to quit, to get off the path that God was leading him on, because frankly, that path was not fun. Well, during that time, Bob Goff came to visit him and gave him a compass, a tangible reminder to always seek his true north. That simplifies things, doesn't it? And we all need those tangible reminders, especially when the world is pulling our eyes in 1,000 different directions. To please others, to maybe appease our boss by cutting corners, to chase after numbers rather than personal integrity. To stand strong, to keep our feet steady, we must fix our gaze on our true north. Determine before the temptation or the difficulty hits not to look away, not to look to the left or to the right, instead to focus straight ahead, which means that very next step, however God leads. But it's also more than that. We also focus on all of God's promises, his perfecting of our souls, how through this journey he's making us whole. We focus on the hope of heaven, where all of our pain and all of our struggle will be eradicated for good. And finally, we make level paths for our feet. And we take those ways that are firm. So that means we think intentionally about where we're going. We prayerfully consider, is this the way that God wants me to walk? Is this the relationship that God wants me to have? The job that God wants me to pursue? Is this decision in line with my true north, with my call to love Jesus, to love others, and with my top Christ-led priorities? If not, then those steps, however big or however small, are not for me. If that step is not in line with our priorities, with our call to love Jesus, with the path that he has carved out for us, then it's a detour and likely a dead end, one that will ultimately lead to disappointment. And so we pause, we contemplate. And we align our steps with God's good, pleasing, and perfect will, trusting so long as we keep our gaze fixed on Jesus and our hearts surrendered to him, he will direct our steps. Let's pray. Father, we encounter so many distractions each day, externally and internally. We know you have a good, hope-filled plan for us. We know that you long to guide us day by day and decision by decision. And we also know that our path is uniquely crafted just for us, which means we mustn't try to compare our steps or our progress with someone else, or try to follow the path that you've laid out for them. Instead, help us to be content with the path you lovingly created for us. Help us to fix our gaze with determination and strength on your Son, Jesus Christ, the author and perfecter of our faith, who promised to give us a filled to overflowing, a beyond expectations life, one filled with the joy and the peace of knowing that we are precisely where you want us to be. You know we are prone to fear, to follow after so many lesser things. We tend to think we know the right way to go. when truth says our steps, if not directed by you, lead to death. So again, help us remain on your path, the good path, and help us to focus on all of the good that is ahead, the good you have planned for us in this present life as you lovingly heal and grow and transform us, and also the blessings and the joy that await us when our faith becomes sight, as scripture puts it. In the name of your precious Son, Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of Life Audio and the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed this episode, would you leave us a rating and review in your favorite podcast app? It helps us connect to more listeners like you. This episode was produced by Kelly Gibbons and Steven Sanders, with executive oversight by Stephen McGarvey. We want to thank our wonderful hosts, Jennifer Slattery and Grace Fox. You can hear more from Jennifer by visiting jenniferslatterylivesoutloud.com. And you can find out more from Grace by visiting gracefox.com. For more inspirational, faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Looking for ways to stay positive? Brighten your day with the free Story Behind podcast. Hear weekly short stories that showcase true joy, love, and hope. Listen now at lifeaudio.com or by searching for Story Behind wherever you get your podcasts.